A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them. If prophecy, in proportion to the faith. If ministry, in ministering. If one is a teacher, in teaching. If one exhorts, in exhortation. If one contributes, in generosity. If one is over others, with diligence. If one does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones. Exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. The word of the Lord. In you, O Lord, I have found my peace. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me.
In you, O Lord, I have found my peace.
Nay, rather, I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child. Like a weaned child on its mother's lap, so is my soul within me.
In you, O Lord, I have found my
peace. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame." The servant reported, "Sir, your orders have been carried out and there is still room." The master then ordered the servant, "Go out to the highways and hedgerows and make people come in, that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner." Verbum Domini. This God of ours is so fond of paradoxes that the Lord God of power and might, who reigns eternally over heaven and earth, he loves to be with the lowly ones, with the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. With Saint Francis, we might even say that God is humble. He is the one who lifts up the lowly and fills the hungry with good things, the one who remembers his promise of mercy. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus begins his ministry proclaiming, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And Jesus restores the sight of the blind, makes the lame walk, cleanses the lepers, makes the deaf hear, raises the dead, and preaches good news to the poor. And then he sends out his disciples two by two to do likewise. And so when Jesus responds to the enthusiastic, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God," he can truly point out, "The kingdom of God is in your midst. Look and see that God is gathering in all the little ones of the world, those whom society rejects. Yes, even the sinners, the criminals who hide along the highways. These our Lord loves and feeds." This is the humility of God who dares to feed us with himself in the Holy Eucharist. That is the source of our joy, of our blessedness, of our hope, of our peace. See here Jesus Christ who humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, death on a cross. And prayerfully listen to these words of Saint Francis of Assisi. "Let the whole of humanity tremble, the whole world shake, and the heavens exult, when our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is present on the altar in the hands of a priest. O admirable heights and sublime lowliness, O sublime humility, O humble sublimity, that the Lord of the universe, God and the Son of God, so humbles himself that for our salvation he hides himself under the little form, the appearances of bread. Look at the humility of God and pour out your hearts before him. Humble yourselves as well that you may be exalted by him. Therefore, hold back nothing of yourselves for yourselves, that he who gives himself totally to you may receive you totally." So it's true, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.